listener production.
Hey there, I'm Michaela Savage with your news briefing. More than 100,000 people packed the MCG to see Geelong win the AFL Grand Final, the biggest crowd since 1986. The Cats thrashing Sydney by 81 points. Premiership captain Joel Selwood thanking the fans.
And to our 72,000+ members, we can't thank you enough. And jump back on board, these boys are so special. It's coming home. Back where it belongs.
That audio on Seven. It's been a big weekend for sport, with the Panthers locking in their spot in the NRL Grand Final next weekend after beating the South Sydney Rabbitohs last night, while Australia's been smashed by the All Blacks in the second Bledisloe Cup test across the ditch in New Zealand. To other news now, the local community is in mourning after the body of a 5-year-old boy was tragically found in a submerged ute in central west New South Wales yesterday. The vehicle was swept into floodwaters near Tullamore. The rest of his family were able to get out before it went under, with the SES rescuing them from a nearby tree 3 hours later and taking them to hospital. And federal police are continuing to investigate the Optus hack. The Nine papers are reporting authorities are looking into whether an alleged online ransom threat to sell customer details is legitimate. Optus is contacting all its customers, warning them to beware of phishing scams sent in emails or text messages triggered by the cyber attack. Back to the AFL, Geelong's Isaac Smith has officially become the oldest player in the league's history to win the Norm Smith Medal for the best player in an AFL Grand Final.
Still in a little bit of shock, to be honest. That was an unbelievable performance by the boys, and yeah, to have four, it's silly, to be honest.
33-year-old Smith on Seven there. The Cats smashing Sydney by 81 points at the MCG yesterday. It's Geelong's first premiership in 11 years, with celebrations continuing into the early hours of this morning. Back to the NRL Panthers, coach Ivan Cleary says his team's looking forward to next week's grand final.
It's fantastic. Yeah, that doesn't happen every day and to make any grand final, so we're not really worried too much about, you know, what we've done or what we might be able to do. It's just, yeah, to be able to reach a grand final is a huge achievement. It's a long, hard season.
Penrith beating the Bunnies 32-12 last night. They'll go on to face the Eels on Sunday next week in the decider. There is a question mark over winger Taylan May, who's now served his 1-week suspension but is nursing a hamstring injury.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.